This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed from Hollywood.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's a song from White Christmas. It's a rollicking little thing called Snow. Features Danny Kaye, Peggy Lee, Judy Stevens, et moi.
It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Snow, snow. I want to wash my hands, my face and hair with snow.
Snow, I long to clear a path and lift a spade of snow.
Snow. To see a great big man entirely made of snow.
Snow, where it's snowing all winter through, that's where I want to be.
Snowball throwing, that's what I'll do. Oh, I'm longing to ski through the snow.
Those glistening houses that seem to be built of snow.
Snow, oh, to see a mountain covered with a quilt of snow. What is Christmas with no snow?
No white Christmas with no,
no
snow, snow, snow. I'll soon be there with snow. I'll wash my hair with snow.
And with a spade of snow, I'll build a man that's made of snow. I'd love to stay up with you, but I recommend a little shut-eye, go to sleep and dream.
Mr. Bud Schulberg, he's the fellow who wrote The Disenchanted, also What Makes Sammy Run, The Harder They Fall, and Some Faces in the Crowd. Bud has also been nominated for an Academy Award for his screenplay of the picture On the Waterfront. He wrote an article in a recent issue of Sports Illustrated that elicited quite a bit of interest out of me. Mr. Schulberg says, and I couldn't agree with him more, that the fight game ought to borrow a page from the theater or the film industry. It ought to organize some program of constructive aid for boxing veterans who gave freely, perhaps gave a little too freely of their blood and their courage and their skills when they were at their prime, but who have since run out of health, they run out of money, eyesight, coordination, and maybe hope. It is a pretty dismal picture, isn't it? But in the big population centers are frequently found these pitiful derelicts going from pillar to post, picking up what charity they can, or in some cases, winding up in public institutions. Now, I don't want to mention names or case histories, but anybody who's followed the boxing game and who is at all interested in what happens to its veterans, I'm sure they can recall plenty of instances of just such deplorable situations. Most of these men, you know, after all, were great public figures. Very popular. They gave lots of entertainment, lots of thrills to the sports fans. And, gee, they're entitled to a little better, I think, than just a cold dismissal when their usefulness is departed. Now, Bud Schulberg is, he's got a great idea there, but it's going to be very difficult to put over, I'm afraid. He suggested that some small percentage of the gate of major shows and television receipts for the television fights should be turned over to a fund which would set up facilities to take care of these ex-fighters who are no longer able to take care of themselves. It's a splendid idea, and I'd certainly do anything I could to make it come to pass. A memorial hospital could be erected where named fighters and club fighters, fellows who lost the battle of life, where they could find some refuge and some medical care and some psychological assistance, too. Some assurance that they hadn't been forgotten, hadn't been abandoned. I certainly applaud Bud Schulberg's idea enthusiastically. I like boxing. But as we all know, sometimes it's in the hands of wicked and avaricious men. There's virtually no unanimity of principle in, like Bud Schulberg says, it would take somebody like Jack Dempsey or Joe Louis to head up an outfit who could get the various organizations to working in concert on an effective program to raise the money needed for this highly laudatory project. Of course, I think a lot of the trouble could be averted if the boxing commissions in the various states would be a little more rigid and a little more discriminatory in issuing licenses to fighters. Seems to me that when a fellow's been boxing in preliminary bouts for a couple of years and he's shown absolutely no ability, which would indicate that he has an opportunity to go on up to the top or to win the big purses or to be a contender, seems to me the boxing commission, they ought to call in such a fighter and tell him that his potential is not appreciable, and they ought to tell him that if he continues fighting, he's only going to result in permanent impairment to his health. And they ought to pick up his license. This policy could apply to any fighter, even a main eventer who's over the hill and who every time he fights is undergoing further brain injury. His condition can be accurately determined by competent medical examiners, and he should be refused further license to box. But failing this, I think Bud Schulberg certainly has latched onto a wonderful thing, a great idea, a thing I'm sure that all fight fans would be eager to support. I heartily endorse the idea or the plan, and I want to go on record as making myself available for a donation or for any other participation anybody connected with the proposed program thinks would be helpful. Now to the music. Suppose I should do something with the punch, eh?
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas. The prairie sky is wide and high, deep in the heart of Texas. The sage in bloom is like perfume, deep in the heart of Texas. Reminds me of the one I love, deep in the heart of Texas. Big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas. The prairie sky is wide and high, deep in the heart of Texas.
sage in bloom is like perfume deep in the heart of Texas. Reminds me of the one I love deep in the heart of Texas.
I got a ballad now I'd like to do for you. It's called Who Gave You the Roses?
Who gave you the roses? Roses red. Who gave you the roses on your wedding night? And who do you suppose glad you're happy and yet who gave you the roses to say he will never forget? Glad that you're happy, and yet who gave you the roses to say he will never?
I guess, folks, there's really no way we can stop disasters. Fires, floods, hurricanes, and tornadoes. We're always going to have some of them, but we can be ready for them. We can be ready to repair some of the damage left in their wake. Yep, we can be ready by supporting the 1955 Red Cross campaign for members and for funds.
Hope you can listen in again tomorrow night, same time, same place. And thank you very much.
Be sure to hear Bing Crosby again tomorrow night, transcribed from Hollywood.